About 3 weeks ago, we had a celebration of 50 years, Father Marcel Bouchard, and it was a Sunday at 10 o'clock Mass. And so I was thinking about waiting for my 50th. However, the Holy Spirit said, man, you better get your act together. So I'm hoping this morning that two things, that I give you an example of the path of the deacon that he takes prior to and afterwards, and also the Gospel of John, how it can tie up into our lives. In the book of Acts, which is written by Luke, in chapter 6, 1 through 6, it is written that seven men were appointed by the apostles. Now, the apostles were spreading the word of Jesus, and they felt that there were so many other things that needed to be done that we need help, but we don't really want them to be in the same category as us. So seven men, Stephen, Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas of Antioch were selected. Stephen was the first deacon to be martyred. He was stoned because of the word of Jesus that he was preaching. Now, deacons were in service till around the year 500. The number of priests had improved up to that time, and it was deemed that deacons were no longer needed. Three deacons in that 2 to 500 year category became priests, and three of them became popes. Everything was status quo until World War II, when two Jesuits found themselves in a concentration camp, and they had the discussion that deacons are needed again. And so what they did was they approached afterwards Pope Paul VI, and Vatican II was about to start, and it was presented that the role of deacons needed to be reinstituted. And that was in 1963. In 1967, the first classes of deacons started. Now, formation classes are usually held 2 times a week for a period of 5 years. And in this diocese, they're held in Fall River at night. Deacons to be ordained need the approval of their wife prior to ordination to make sure that she is in accord with this sacrament that her husband will be receiving. If a deacon's wife dies, he is to remain celibate. And if he were celibate prior to ordination, he must remain that same way. In the class that I was in, which was class 5, we had 23 deacons. And that was in 1997. I was ordained by then Bishop Sean Patrick O'Malley. And I'm so pleased to have him, the bishop at that time. Now, there is a man to my left. Oh, he's not sitting here this morning, but he is a lodger of the two servers over there. By the way, his name is Philip Koch, commonly known around here as Skip. Next month, he will be elevated to the office of acolyte, which means that he will be sharing some of the duties that I do at the altar table. And next year, at this time, he will be ordained a deacon in the Diocese of Fall River. Prayers, please, that he gets assigned to Joan of Arc, because we never know what happens up in Fall River. I also do want to mention that in the United States at this time and date, there are 19,000 deacons. And in our diocese of Fall River here, we have 90 active ones. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit works in so many ways. I want to share something that just happened last night here. This stole that I have on has been in the repair shop for over a year because I stepped on the tassels and lengthened them. And the person who had it said, I can't find anybody to repair it. I sent it to Maine, I sent it here. At 5 o'clock last night, it appeared at the front door. And today is my 25th anniversary. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I was asked recently, what is one of the joys that you have by your ministry? And the joy that I have is being with someone who is dying, holding their hand, looking into their eyes, should they be open. And in one particular case, just watching the tears that were coming down the man's face. Those images stay with you, and you can't get any closer to God at that time than being there and present in that time and space. I ask your prayers this day for the next class, that God watches over all the men, and as well for the four men who were ordained as priests in this diocese yesterday in Fall River. Now, you just heard me say that the timeline to becoming a deacon is 5 years. Wow, that's a long time. How many years do you think that the apostles who were with Jesus were in training for the mission that Jesus had set out for them? Not to mention that he told them that he was going to the Father and that God the Father was sending an advocate, the Holy Spirit, and that he will teach you everything. The apostles are going to be alone, or at least that's what they're thinking. They have no concept of what an advocate is. Their world is all in turmoil. With Jesus being hung on a cross, then reappearing to them after his death, and now he's leaving them. There are times in our lives when we can feel that we're alone, times when we fail to realize and recognize that Jesus did not abandon us, but that he is among us all the days of our life. John tells us in the gospel that Jesus will come and dwell with the person who loves me. A great example of us to follow is Saint Joseph. He was a skilled carpenter, a builder, active individual, busy, and engaged in providing for Mary. But busy as he was a man who paid attention to the movements of the Holy Spirit. He was moved by that Holy Spirit when he took Mary as his wife, even though she was already expecting a child. Moved by that Spirit, he took Jesus and Mary to Egypt in order to protect them from King Herod. Later, after Herod's death, again, the Spirit moved him, and he took Mary and Jesus to Nazareth, where Jesus was raised under Joseph's guidance. Jesus promised the gift of the Holy Spirit to all the apostles, to us. God did not leave his apostles alone as orphans, and God has not left us as orphans either. God continues to give us that same presence with his peace and security in the midst of all our modern day trials. Wherever we go, we bring God with us. Whatever we do together with him. He is not just the man upstairs, as you've all commonly heard. He is the presence within each and every one of us. The deepest, most intense presence of the Lord is in the Eucharist. Christ is the sacrificed victim to the Father every time we celebrate Mass. His presence with us enables us to sustain the other ways that the Lord is present in our lives. And I must share with you the joy of standing next to the priest when that transubstantiation takes place of that common bread and wine into the body and blood of our Lord Jesus, the miracle that it is. In a few moments, we will receive Christ in his body and blood. With him, we also receive his Holy Spirit. May he inspire you all the days of your life.